Boys, I've been feeling a little icky. I'm under the weather.
Oh,
Yeah,
because you're American.
No,
Unfortunately.
I don't think there's a solution for that one.
There is one, but it's a little permanent. I'm not at that point yet.
No, you can balkanize as well.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Maybe one of these days. Republic of
All
Texas.
right.
I could swallow you a bit better if you were just a Texan.
Oh, you could.
That was phrasing. Yeah, that was
Yeah.
phrasing.
Anyway.
You always go down smooth, have you?
Oh, shucks. Well, Kelsey's been taking Evie to the local library because they do like a.
She can read already? Jesus Christ.
Not really.
Mashallah.
You're smart and your wife is smart, but that smart, your kid? Oh my.
She can't read. Like, she can recognize some words because she recognizes the pictures on the page, but that's about it.
Okay. Typical American teenager then. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. We're all illiterate here.
I'm really harping on the American thing.
But they went to this like story time thing where they do, you know, bubbles and books and sing songs and stuff like that. And Evie had a great time. She's been saying library. Library lady all this last week. She wants to see the library lady again. But of course, you know, anytime there's a congregation of children, at least 50% of them are like hacking up a lung with some horrible illness that they have. So,
sex of disease.
Yeah. Evie got it. Then Kelsey got it. And I was fine for like a week while they had it. And then those last couple days, it just hit me like a ton
of
bricks.
It was incubating.
Just waiting to strike.
My child and my wife are suffering. I was fine, but now I have it and it sucks, okay?
Yeah, this is the worst. No one's ever suffered like this. Yeah,
classic husband behavior, okay?
Exactly. I've got a little cold. And so I feel like I remember you saying something about this before, Hakeem. And tell me if this is insane. Do I remember you saying that every time you get a cold, it's a different cold?
Yeah.
Like you can't get the same cold twice.
Yeah, there's over 200 different kinds of like common, quote unquote, common cold viruses.
Uh-huh.
And every time you get one, it's basically either a different one or a slightly different strain of one you've had earlier.
That's why you feel like the symptoms are changing all the time. I think that was the question.
Right.
I was like, well, are they evolving? Are these like, are they building them in a Chinese lab or something to fight their degenerate capitalist asses? But no, apparently there's a lot of them. They're a big family, okay?
Exactly right. And the closer a particular strain is to one you've had earlier, the more mild the symptoms can be and the inverse as well. It's a little more complicated than this, but this is a general idea. That's why also, for example, like you could be chilling and not be ill for a good 2 month period, but the second you go to a different location, for example, you travel to another country, then like the first 3 days you immediately get hit with something. Your system isn't used to all the new pathogens.
No, that's actually sense. Havana syndrome. Do you guys know that it's back? I just watched on stream a BBC fucking 1 million views piece, 10 minutes. It's back, dude. It's back. And they're interviewing little Bond villain looking FBI lady. And she's like, I was sitting at home and all of a sudden I heard a loud pinging noise and my head started to hurt. I'm like, motherfucker, that's a migraine. Fuck are you talking about? Jesus,
it's
fucking
the brain
Christ.
Ray.
And the BBC lady interviewing all of these people, and there's a journalist. Like, imagine you went to school and like you wanted to become a respectable journalist, and they referred to him as an expert on Havana syndrome. Like, that's your whole career. They just call you up to talk about the thing that you probably also believe isn't true. And they're interviewing this schmuck, right? And she's asking all sorts of questions. She's like, do the Russians have the technology to build this out? Jeez. Why do we call it the Havana syndrome? Is this where the technology was built out originally? Da, da, da. But at no point does she maybe think of saying, hey, headaches, maybe this is not an actual thing that is being used against America. And even to an extent, the State Department agrees. And the guy spins that by saying, you know, these operatives that serve our country, they feel a bit let down by their leadership because they are ignoring their, you know, what they're saying that they're actually experiencing. They're denying their experience, okay? They're being ableist against their fucking, oh, God. Fucking shoot me. But no, even if this existed, this is the worst thing to spend your military budget on that I've ever heard in my life. Imagine like
the inconvenience, 100
Russian
yeah.
scientists yeah, and 100 Cuban scientists like sitting in a lab fucking spending billions, trillions of dollars on this. And then it just gives headaches yeah. to white people. Like fucking legendary.
I remember reading about, I've seen something about a CIA heart attack gun. Yeah. So I looked it up and there's a CIA.gov like declassified report about the Soviet use of assassination and kidnapping. And they have this little sentence where like, these techniques frequently designated as executive action and known within the KGB as liquid affairs. And then they translate it like directly from Mokri Diela. Yeah. Like, what a strange direct translation. but yeah, I'm looking up this fucking heart attack gun shit, and there's like podcast episodes and like, you know, other ship. I don't see any, although they claim... They claim that the Soviet Union had also a heart attack gun.
It's like when NASA did the space pen thing that could write in space upside down. It's like, bro, you could just use a pencil. Why not just use a normal gun?
Exactly. The military budget has to go somewhere. But you gotta give it to the Ruskies. I don't know if some of the assassinations were done by them or just Western propaganda or whatever. But why do they always like do like extremely complicated attacks? Like, you know, there's guns. There's
no innovation on the communism,
like,
okay?
Like different like poisonings and like blah, 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 blah. And I know every state around the world does it, but it's something, I don't know, probably like I'm orientalizing them to an extent. But the Ruskies are always doing some weird like, whoa, like chemical called Smegma 77. It makes you go purple before you die, and they put it in an umbrella and they like tap you on the bus. I'm like, dude, there's a gun and a silencer. What are you doing?
My favorite two tidbits are, number one, the KGB cigarette pack, which if once you open it, it's actually like six barrels of a gun and they all fire at the same time. Yeah. that and also the time that they had some unnamed Cuban official who was going to go and assassinate. He was convinced that he wanted to assassinate Castro. But then when the CIA brought him the poison dart gun or whatever that they had, it was like a bullet point pen with like a little needle in it. And then this guy was... He was so cringed out. He was like, this is the best you can do. Then afterwards, he lost contact with them. And he went back to being a regular official.
Maybe these communists are better. Okay, Jesus.
CIA produces worst assassination tool ever. Stops collaborating.